Within days of the attacks on the twin towers of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani dispensed this advice to people wondering how to help his city. He said, "Come visit, spend some money, see a Broadway play." Giuliani is one of many political leaders urging Americans to do their part to help shore up the economy, a prescription that NPR News analyst Daniel Shore finds very odd.
In 1942, President Roosevelt, in a call for sacrifice, called on the home front in World War II for self-denial for the abandonment of many creature comforts. In 1961, President Kennedy, in his inaugural address, said that in the Cold War, Americans would pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship in defense of liberty. President Bush, in his speech to a joint session of Congress last Thursday, addressed himself to the home front in the war against terrorism, saying, "Americans are asking what is expected of us. I ask you to live your lives and hug your children." For one who remembers gas rationing, tin can collection, and Rosie the Riveter, this is a strange kind of war that asks Americans to fly their flags, attend their memorial services, and then go on living their lives. Indeed, there's a new kind of patriotism that is expressed in consumerism and stock purchase. But it is not surprising that Americans are cutting back on spending as job layoffs spread, nor is it surprising if Americans decline the invitation to make risky investments. As former Labor Secretary Robert Reich wrote in the Washington Post, "There's no patriotism in being a spendthrift, no heroism in exposing one's family to unwarranted financial stress." Americans have found their own ways to express patriotism, by giving blood, by volunteering for rescue and recovery tasks, by donating food and supplies, by extending consolation and counseling to the bereaved. A return to normalcy is supposed to show the terrorists that they have not succeeded in bringing America down. But a call for normalcy strikes a jarring note for many Americans who find that 2 weeks after September 11th, life does not feel normal at all. President Bush has asked Americans for continued participation and confidence in the American economy. If that's all Americans are asked for, the singular unity of this nation is likely to dribble away. This is Daniel Shore.